请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Red is a bright color.
红色是一种明亮的颜色。
The sun is yellow and round.
太阳是黄色的，且是圆形的。
I see a blue square on the wall.
我看到墙上的蓝色正方形。
Green leaves fall from trees.
绿色的叶子从树上落下。
The ball is orange and round.
球是橙色的，且是圆的。
I have a small white triangle.
我有一个小白色三角形。
The apple is red and round.
苹果是红色的且圆的。
A yellow star shines in the sky.
一颗黄色的星星在天空中闪耀。
The box is brown and square.
盒子是棕色且是方形的。
I like the pink circle.
我喜欢那个粉色的圆圈。
The sky is blue and big.
天空蓝色又大。
Green grass grows in the park.
绿色的草在公园里生长。
The house is white and square.
这所房子是白色且方形的。
I see a red heart on the card.
我看到卡片上的一颗红心。
Blue water is cool and calm.
蓝色的水凉爽而平静。
A pink flower grows in the garden.
一朵粉红色的花在花园里生长。
The green frog jumps on the leaf.
绿色的青蛙跳到叶子上。
Colors and shapes are fun to learn.
颜色和形状学习起来很有趣。
Every evening, Anne-Claire Coudray presents the news on TV.
每天晚上，安娜·克莱尔·库德雷在电视上播报新闻。
She wears a blue dress and smiles warmly at the camera.
她穿着一件蓝色的连衣裙，温暖地对着相机微笑。
The show starts exactly at 6 o'clock every day.
演出在6点整准时开始。
Viewers from different places watch her carefully.
来自不同地方的观众仔细地观看她。
She talks about important news from around the world.
她谈论来自世界各地的重要新闻。
Sometimes she interviews people who have interesting stories.
有时她采访那些有趣故事的人。
The viewers feel connected to the stories shared on screen.
观众感觉与屏幕上分享的故事相连。
Anne Claire often ends the show by reminding people to stay safe.
安妮·克莱尔经常通过提醒人们保持安全来结束演出。
Many people wait for her every evening to learn about new events.
许多人每天傍晚等待她，了解新事件。
Her calm voice helps people feel more relaxed after a long day.
她平静的声音帮助人们在漫长的一天后感到更加放松。
Sometimes there is breaking news that surprises everyone.
有时会有令人惊讶的最新新闻出现。
In these moments, Anne Claire acts very quickly and clearly.
在这些时刻，安妮·克莱尔行动非常迅速且清晰。
Her quick reports help people understand what is happening.
她的快速报告帮助人们理解正在发生的事情。
After the news, many people discuss the stories with their families.
消息之后，许多人与他们的家人讨论故事。
The evening news helps people stay informed and prepared.
晚间新闻帮助人们保持信息通畅并做好准备。
Anne Claire Coudray is a trusted name in many homes.
安妮·克莱尔·库德雷是许多家庭中值得信赖的名字。
Many viewers feel happy to watch her every day.
许多观众每天都感到很高兴观看她。
She connects people by sharing real stories that matter.
她通过分享真实的故事连接人们，这些故事很重要。
The news broadcast ends with a friendly goodbye from Anne Claire.
新闻广播以安妮·克莱尔的友好告别结束。
The big game between Philadelphia and Inter Miami was highly anticipated by fans.
费城和国际迈阿密之间的大战备受球迷期待。
Everyone was excited to see Messi play for Inter Miami despite whispers about his recent injury.
每个人都很兴奋地看到梅西为国际迈阿密队效力，尽管有人对他最近的伤势有些低声议论。
The coach held a press conference to announce the team lineup before the match.
教练举行了一场新闻发布会，宣布了比赛前的球队阵容。
He confirmed that Messi would start the game but warned that his playing time might be limited.
他确认梅西将开始比赛，但警告说他的比赛时间可能会受到限制。
Philadelphia's team was strong, and they prepared well for the match's challenges.
费城的队伍很强大，他们为比赛的挑战做好了充分准备。
The stadium was filled with cheering fans wearing their team's colors.
体育场充满了穿着他们球队颜色的欢呼球迷。
The referee blew the whistle, and the match officially began.
裁判吹响了哨子，比赛正式开始。
Early in the game, Philadelphia scored the first goal, exciting their supporters.
比赛初期，费城得分了第一个进球，使他们的支持者感到兴奋。
However, Messi showed his skill with a brilliant assist that led to Inter Miami's equalizer.
然而，梅西展示了他出色的助攻技巧，帮助国际迈阿密扳平了比分。
Fans cheered loudly as both teams fought hard for the winning goal.
球迷们高声欢呼，因为双方球队都为获胜进球奋力拼搏。
At halftime, the score was tied 1-1, and the tension was visible.
半场时，比分一比一平，紧张气氛明显可见。
Coaches gave new instructions to their players during the break.
教练们在休息期间给他们的球员布置了新的指示。
In the second half, the players showed great energy and determination.
在下半场，球员们展现了巨大的能量和决心。
Messi played carefully, aware that his injury could worsen if he took too many risks.
梅西小心地踢球，意识到如果他冒太多风险，他的伤势可能会恶化。
As the final minutes approached, both teams pushed for a decisive goal.
随着最后几分钟的临近，两支球队都在为决定性进球而努力。
In the last moment, a header from Philadelphia secured the victory.
在最后一刻，一记来自费城的头球确保了胜利。
Messi applauded the players and congratulated the winning team despite the loss.
梅西为球员鼓掌，祝贺获胜的团队，尽管输了。
The game was remembered as a thrilling and closely contested match by all who watched it.
这场比赛被铭记为一场激动人心且竞争激烈的比赛，所有观看它的人都如此认为。
Fans left the stadium talking about the unforgettable atmosphere and memorable moments.
球迷们离开体育场，谈论着难忘的氛围和难忘的时刻。
Everyone hoped for Messi's quick recovery so he could return even stronger in the next game.
每个人都希望梅西能快速康复，这样他就能在下一场比赛中变得更加强大。
The Glastonbury Festival 2025 will take place over 5 days this year.
2025年格拉斯顿伯里音乐节将在今年的5天内举行。
Organizers have released a new site map to help festival goers navigate the extensive grounds.
组织者已经发布了新的网站地图，以帮助节日参与者导航广阔的场地。
The festival will feature multiple stages, each showcasing different music genres.
节日将设有多个舞台，每个舞台展示不同的音乐类型。
Fans are excited about the announced headliners, who include several internationally renowned artists.
粉丝们对已宣布的主角们感到兴奋，这些主角包括几位国际知名的艺术家。
Among the headliners are global superstars like Adele, Kendrick Lamar, and BTS.
主要演出者包括全球超级巨星如阿黛尔、肯德里克、拉马尔和 BTS。
The new site map highlights improved accessibility features for visitors with disabilities.
新的网站地图突出显示了为残障访客改进的无障碍功能。
Organizers have also introduced new green initiatives to ensure the event is environmentally friendly.
组织者还推出了新的绿色倡议，以确保活动对环境友好。
These initiatives include waste reduction programs and the use of renewable energy sources.
这些举措包括垃圾减量计划和可再生能源的使用。
In addition to music, the festival offers a variety of food stalls featuring international cuisine.
除了音乐之外，节日还提供各种国际美食摊位。
Attendees can look forward to workshops and art installations throughout the site.
与会者可以期待整个场地的研讨会和艺术装置。
Security measures have been enhanced to provide a safe environment for all visitors.
安全措施已被加强，以为所有访客提供一个安全的环境。
Ticket sales opened months ago and the event is already sold out.
票务销售几个月前开始了，活动已经全部售罄。
Music fans eagerly await performances from some of the best emerging talents.
音乐爱好者热切期待一些最优秀的新兴人才的表演。
The organizers have promised a unique experience this year with interactive technology.
组织者承诺了今年独特的体验，配合互动技术。
Volunteers play a vital role in the smooth operation of the festival.
志愿者在节日的顺利运作中发挥着重要作用。
Health and safety guidelines will be strictly followed to protect everyone.
将严格遵守健康与安全指南，以保护每个人。
Fans are advised to plan their travel and accommodation early due to high demand.
建议粉丝提前计划他们的旅行和住宿，因为需求量大。
For the first time, there will be a special stage dedicated to electronic music.
首次，将有一个专门用于电子音乐的特别舞台。
The lineup's diversity promises a memorable experience for attendees of all ages.
阵容的多样性承诺为所有参加者带来难忘的体验。
Overall, Glastonbury Festival 2025 is shaping up to be an unforgettable event for music lovers worldwide.
总的来说，2025年格拉斯顿伯里音乐节正在成型，将成为全球音乐爱好者难忘的盛会。
The world of work has undergone profound transformations in the past few decades.
工作世界在过去几十年里经历了深刻的变化。
Technological advancements have radically altered traditional job roles, creating both opportunities and uncertainties.
技术进步彻底改变了传统的工作角色，创造了机会和不确定性。
Remote work, once considered a niche arrangement, has become mainstream, challenging conventional management styles.
远程工作曾被视为小众安排，现已成为主流，挑战传统管理风格。
Employees now require digital literacy alongside interpersonal skills to thrive in this hybrid environment.
员工现在需要数字素养以及人际交往能力，才能在这个混合环境中茁壮成长。
Moreover, globalization has intensified competition, demanding continuous learning and adaptability.
此外，全球化加剧了竞争，要求持续学习和适应能力。
Organizations must invest in employee development to sustain competitiveness in rapidly evolving markets.
组织必须投资于员工发展，以维持快速发展的市场中的竞争力。
Simultaneously, the gig economy presents a dual-edged sword, offering flexibility but also insecurity.
同时，零工经济呈现出双刃剑的特点，既提供灵活性，又带来不安全感。
Social and emotional intelligence have gained prominence as key competencies for leadership and collaboration.
社会和情感智能作为领导力和协作的关键能力而获得了重要地位。
Work-life balance has evolved from a desirable goal to a fundamental necessity in contemporary work culture.
工作与生活的平衡已经从一个理想的目标发展成为当代工作文化中的一项基本需求。
Employers are increasingly focused on creating inclusive environments that respect diversity and promote well-being.
雇主越来越专注于创建包容性环境，尊重多样性，并促进福祉。
However, these rapid changes also pose significant psychological challenges, including stress and burnout.
然而，这些快速的变化也带来了重大的心理挑战，包括压力和倦怠。
Mental health support and resilience training have become integral components of workforce strategy.
心理健康支持与韧性培训已成为劳动力战略的核心组成部分。
Furthermore, ethical considerations regarding data privacy and surveillance have entered the corporate discourse.
此外，关于数据隐私和监控的伦理考虑已进入企业话语。
Navigating these complexities requires strategic foresight and a commitment to continuous improvement.
驾驭这些复杂性需要战略远见和对持续改进的承诺。
In conclusion, the evolving world of work demands agility, empathy, and innovative thinking from all stakeholders.
总结来说，不断发展的工作世界要求所有利益相关者具备敏捷性、同理心和创新思维。
Stakeholders must collaborate to create sustainable and equitable work environments.
利益相关者必须合作创建可持续且公平的工作环境。
Such efforts will ensure that progress in technology and organizational models benefits society at large.
此类努力将确保技术和组织模式的进步惠及整个社会。
The Labubu plush toys, once beloved by children across the nation, have recently become the center of a contentious controversy.
Labubu 毛绒玩具曾经深受全国儿童喜爱，最近成为了一场激烈争议的中心。
Following reports of violent scuffles erupting around these toys in shopping malls, retailers have begun hastily removing Labubu stuffed animals from their shelves.
在购物中心这些玩具周围发生暴力争斗的报道之后，零售商们已经开始匆忙地将拉布布填充玩具从货架上移除。
Parents expressed alarm as video footage circulated showing children fighting over the coveted avatars of the plush Labubu characters.
家长表达了担忧，因为视频片段流传，显示孩子们在为软绒 Labubu 角色的梦寐以求的头像而争斗。
The manufacturer, renowned for its innovative designs, issued a statement urging calm and responsible behavior among young consumers.
制造商以其创新设计而闻名，发表声明呼吁年轻消费者保持冷静和负责任的行为。
However, critics argue that the company's marketing strategies have inadvertently fueled competitive tensions among children.
然而，批评家们认为该公司的营销策略无意中加剧了儿童之间的竞争紧张关系。
The juxtaposition of playful innocence and emerging aggression in these incidents has sparked widespread debate among educators and psychologists alike.
在这些事件中，玩乐般的纯真与日益增长的攻击性并列，引发了教育者和心理学家之间广泛的辩论。
Some experts posit that the design elements and rarity of certain Labubu editions unintentionally promote rivalry rather than camaraderie.
一些专家认为，某些 Labubu 版本的设计元素和稀有性无意中促进了竞争，而不是友谊。
In response, the company announced a recall of limited edition figures to defuse the escalating conflicts.
作为回应，该公司宣布召回限量版雕像，以缓解不断升级的冲突。
Retailers, caught amidst public outcry and safety concerns, have varied in their responses, with some opting for temporary bans and others issuing advisories.
零售商夹在公众抗议和安全忧虑之间，反应各异，有些选择暂时禁令，有些则发布建议。
Social media platforms have amplified voices on both sides, creating a polarized environment regarding the Labubu phenomenon.
社交媒体平台增强了双方的声音，创造了关于 Labubu 现象的两极分化环境。
While some defend the toys as harmless playthings, others warn of underlying social issues manifesting through aggressive behavior.
虽然有些人将玩具视为无害的玩物进行辩护，但其他人警告说，潜在的社会问题正通过攻击性行为表现出来。
Legislators have begun scrutinizing the issue, contemplating regulatory measures to ensure child safety without stifling creativity in the toy industry.
立法者已开始仔细审查该问题，考虑监管措施以确保儿童安全，同时不压制玩具行业的创造力。
Meanwhile, parents and educators grapple with balancing encouragement of imaginative play against the risks highlighted by recent altercations.
与此同时，家长和教育者正在努力平衡对富有想象力的游戏的鼓励与近期冲突所凸显的风险。
The Labubu dilemma encapsulates the complexities of modern consumer culture, where innocent objects can unwittingly become flashpoints of conflict.
Labubu 困境囊括了现代消费者文化的复杂性，其中无辜的物品可能无意中成为冲突的焦点。
It also highlights the responsibility manufacturers bear in anticipating the societal impact of their products.
他还强调了制造商在预见其产品对社会影响时所承担的责任。
Community forums and expert panels are being organized in various cities to deliberate on preventive strategies and educational campaigns.
社区论坛和专家小组正在各个城市组织起来，讨论预防策略和教育活动。
As the debate unfolds, stakeholders remain divided but united in seeking solutions that prioritize child welfare above commercial interests.
随着辩论的展开，利益相关者保持分裂但团结一致，寻求优先考虑儿童福利而非商业利益的解决方案。
Ultimately, the Labubu toys controversy serves as a compelling case study on the interplay between marketing, consumer behavior, and social dynamics in contemporary society.
最终 Labubu 玩具争议作为一个有说服力的案例研究， 探讨了当代社会中市场营销、消费者行为和社会动态之间的相互作用。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。